conversation. Welcome to our new headquarters. We're all kind of just kind of feeling our way through this. My second time being here. So thank you for bearing with us and working with us. Let's pledge of allegiance. There he is. Back there.
Let us start the new day in Monrovia and the new offices of the Upper District by proclaiming that our flag is bright in color, written in courage, and firm in faith. To these, let us add our sincere pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will dispense with
Chairman, I think I'll do this meeting standing up.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We'll dispense with the roll call. Let the record reflect that everybody's here, with the exception of Director Tony Bella, who is in Italy. Adoption of the agenda. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Public comment. Moving on to area of public comment. I don't have any public comment cards, but I don't see anybody standing up to do a public comment, so we'll move forward. Action discussion item. We have one action item, one discussion item, and the item is discussion regarding appointment of at will upper district representative to the Metropolitan Watership Board of Directors. Item was placed on the agenda, the request of Director Chavez, and we'll call for discussion or a motion, or whatever the case may be.
Yes, Mr. President, I move to change. Representation on the Met Board.
Okay, that is your motion?
Yes.
Do I hear a second?
In a second.
Okay, very good. Let's have some discussion on this matter. I understand that there was some discussion regarding the time that has been spent on the Met Board, and we're trying to open up opportunities for people to have an opportunity to be on the Met Board. Director Robinson was on the Met Board just recently, and he had never been on there. And I think that we all should have an opportunity to have that perspective, that experience of being on the Met Board. I think it gives us a regional perspective, and it's important. So, having said that, anybody else want to say anything?
Just to legal counsel. So this motion is just to remove the existing member, not nominating or selecting a replacement at this time.
Is that the intended motion?
Yes.
I was going to want to clarify that.
Yes.
Okay. For the record, it's just the removal of the current Metropolitan Representative and no replacement.
At this time, right? Okay. Any other discussion, gentlemen? Okay, we have a motion and a second. Let's call for a roll call.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Three ayes. So I guess now the next order of business is a replacement for Director Chavez. Director Robinson. Do we want to put that on the agenda, Director Chavez, or do we want to just hold off on it, or what?
If the board wishes, I don't know.
What's your general
I just want to clarify. You said replacement for Director Robinson?
Director Fellow.
So currently the seat is unfilled.
Yeah, currently now it's unfilled.
Okay, so if it's the board's pleasure, one of the board members can nominate a representative to be considered by the board.
Gentlemen, what's your pleasure? Or you want to come back on this thing, or what do you want to do? I mean, we don't have to nominate somebody today. I mean, or do we?
No, you do not. But then again, if you don't, you will not have any representation in Metropolitan.
I understand. That's correct.
And I just also note that as it's agendized, it's for an at-will representative.
That's correct.
At Met, you can appoint on an at-will basis or on a fixed four-year term. But for a fixed four-year term, you need an ordinance. And
well, this will be an at-will appointment. I think we're going to keep it at-will.
Okay.
I will nominate. Did you want to do something? I will nominate Director Chavez. Do I hear a second?
It doesn't require a second, does it?
I wanted to clarify, are you making a motion to appoint Director Chavez?
I'm making a motion to appoint Director Chavez, yes.
I appreciate the nomination, but at this time, I think it might be better served if we wait for next meeting to do the nominations when we have a full board here.
Okay.
So I'll decline that.
Fine, so we will be without representation.
Is the motion withdrawn?
I'll withdraw my motion then, since Director Chavez is. Okay. Okay, moving on to director's comments, we will start. Let us start with Director Robinson, sir.
Yeah, I got ready for director comments. I got about a page. Welcome to our new facilities. However, I like sunshine. I prefer windows. We're now tenants occupying an air-conditioned box. Staff informs me that deferred maintenance did not drive the move to this facility. The other alternative is bureaucracy building. The water industry, primarily as a regulated monopoly, is already burdened by multiple layers of big, bloated bureaucracy. Upper District doesn't need to fuel this trend by suddenly adding additional staff. More elaborate PR, an attempt to spin doctor some of our recent million-dollar mistakes, that can be dispensed with. All the public needs is straight-up facts, not PR. The district board can easily manage our current and future policies so current staff can handle the current workload. The district can rid the Elmina location of Vermin, encapsulate permanently, I didn't mean for that to have a double meaning, but encapsulate permanently any asbestos problem, if any, get new paint and carpet, and move back into our former facilities. No good reason exists to stay here. Staff can be added slowly in the future, incrementally as required. Hasty, unsound reasoning triggered this move to this rental. The ownership of this facility, maybe this will require our help from our attorney. I'd like to know who the owner, we're tenants, and I want to know who the owner of this building is. I traced it to a company in Irvine that was discussed at the meeting when we talked about the lease. But I want to know who the owner is. Recent actions to vacate in El Monte are positive proof that the board majority that seems to run things is positively delusional. It's unwise to vacate a now revitalizing downtown section of El Monte with brand new school district headquarters building under construction, the Rio Hondo Courthouse, the police department, the city hall. Our former location is zoned perfectly for us, and adds to our visibility and stature with sister local government agencies being located in that neighborhood. This move into left field is the exact opposite of what we should be doing. Moving out into this business office park, isolated from other government entities, is outrageous poor public policy. We represent about 900,000 voters, and my guess is that most of them are laughing at us now. Vacating our former office cost about $1.5 million when all moving expenses and other expenses are added up. This is a wholly unnecessary extravagant expense for the Valley ratepayers in hard economic times, yielding no significant benefit for anybody except for our landlord. And it makes perhaps three directors that voted for it feel good. In here is an outrage. It will be hard to recover from this mistake. Unfortunately, foolish decisions on the part of public officials are not illegal. if we don't get some clear answers soon, I'm going to have to go to outside authorities, perhaps the public integrity section of the DA's office or the state attorney general's office. We're going to become, I believe, the object of humorous derision in the community, and we're headed down the path to the city of Bell. Three directors voted for the district's 15.5% rate increase so we can finance this misfortune. Just to conclude, I hope not too many voters find the board is done because we all can be easily replaced at the next election. I'm going to email, you got sort of the Reader's Digest version, I'm going to email that to Kenya for the minutes at the next meeting. That's the end of my comment.
Right. I'll let you respond. I think you're taking notes.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll let you respond to after we go through the director's comments, okay? I understand you're taking notes, and that's good. Director Chavez, please.
No comments.
Director Rice.
Yeah, no comments.
On director's comments, I'm concerned about the hiring staff. I realize that it's part of the budget situation that the general manager has read into that about the hiring of staff. And it happened with Mr. Trejo when we hired Mr. Trejo without any consultation or advice and consent of the board. I kind of let that go. I thought that was wrong, especially when we're talking about things that have a budget impact. But now it's happening again, and I realize that perhaps in the budget, the general manager has some discretion, but I really believe that I concur with Director Robinson's comments. If it's a budget impacted item where we're hiring people or we're leading people to believe that they have a job here with this district on a long-term basis, and it's done unilaterally without the advice and consent or any discussion with any board member, I think it's wrong. I don't have job descriptions for any of the staff that's being considered to be hired. We have no idea what the duties will be. We have no idea who they are, where they came from, what their background is. That's a concern to me. It's a concern. I would like, and it's probably this comes under a future agenda item, but I would like to revisit the budget, and I would like to look at that item, that provision in the budget that calls for the general manager to have authority to hire. I think that's something that we need to look at. And before anybody else is hired, or if anybody is hired, we need to let them know that unless the board has been advised and given consent to the general manager, that they are subject to being let go. The other thing, too, is I'm very concerned that the general manager has unilaterally refused to have board meetings, even when instructed by a director that the director wants to have a board meeting. That was brought to my attention. That's a concern to me. That's a concern. The board runs the agency, quite honestly, not the general manager. We're the ones that are responsible to the public. So that's basically my 2 cents worth. So moving on to future agenda items, I'd like to have on the future agenda item the revisit the budget. And also would like to have some discussion regarding the hiring process and how we hire. I don't appreciate the people who show up and they're working here. Okay, and we're told, well, you know, I want to introduce our new employee. Whoa. You know, or also the fact that meetings are canceled where I've not been told they're canceled. I'm the president. I would think that you would advise the president that meetings be canceled. Those kind of things. So those are things that need to be clarified. Any other things for future budget, future agenda items?
Yeah, I have three items that I'd like for our next board meeting to consider. I'd like to bring back consideration of executive board positions. Second, I'd like to look at our current policy in regards to per diems, the amount of meetings permitted for each director. And third, I'd also like to review our policy on the communication and auto allowance.
What was the first item you mentioned?
Consideration of executive board position.
Exactly.
The presidency, the vice presidency.
We're going to do that again, huh? Okay.
Okay. Taking notes, so was there anything
left? I'm sorry, sir. I just want to remember what they were.
Yes.
No, very clear directions. We'll bring back for the next meeting on the 3rd a discussion of the budget, specifically the three positions that were proposed in the budget, full-time equivalents, the candidates and the job descriptions being considered for those positions. And then also, I think it would be good to have a discussion about scheduling of board meetings. And clearly we've got some other issues here from Director Rice, so very clear direction. I'd also propose that I prepare a written report on the costs and the move and the relationship to the rate increase for the record.
Very good.
Could you also find out who owns the building?
The folks upstairs, Boone Fetter.
Well, they're the property manager. I want to know who the owner is. They just manage the property.
I'd like to look into that, too.
Sure. Okay. If there's nothing else, we're adjourned.